Hi, my name is Teal, and I'm your host for the SweatNet The Amazing Podcast, where we share stories of amazing women who live in our communities. My hope is that you will feel encouraged and inspired after listening to each episode. Okay, so I know life is busy, and you're balancing work, you're balancing home, you're balancing getting kids to school or to activities, cooking dinner, making lists and plans for the holidays, and you want to add in a workout, but that seems to be like an added stress. Well, don't worry. My next guest is Courtney Spike, and she's the owner of Grit. She's going to give us 3 tips on how you can add a workout into your day without adding to your plate. So stay tuned for a great conversation. Okay, welcome to the show, Courtney.
Hey. How are you, Teal?
I'm doing good. I'm so glad to have you on. And I really want to get started with the first question, which is, when did you find fitness? Like, when did all this passion and love for fitness come about?
Really at a young age. I was just a huge tomboy my entire life growing up. All the kids in my neighborhood were boys. So I always wanted to play the rough sports, football and baseball. And I was like, never wanted to play softball because the girls were playing softball and I was used to boys. And so I got started at a young age just playing all sports. I grew up playing basketball, softball, baseball, soccer, ran track. And then eventually, you know, as I grew older, you know, of course I got better at some sports and then others fell apart because I couldn't play 3-in-1 season. It wasn't allowed. And so I ended up playing college basketball. And so that's kind of, I mean, you know, I kind of all just wrapped up into my life as or in health and fitness, you know. So when I stopped playing basketball, I still needed something to do because I'm also hyper and I can't sit still. And so like fitness is my outlet. It's just what keeps me sane, especially with kids and working and everything.
I would so agree with that. Like that's sanity. Like working out is just pure sanity. If nothing.
Oh, it is. I mean, like I have to get it done or my mind's just not in the right place, you know? So and it's just like, it's my time. It's my time. By myself, I don't have to worry about anyone and no one bothers me. I would even lock the door if I had to.
Well, I think that's so important because that was one of the things I wanted to talk to you about was like having that as your time. Cause you have how many children?
Five kids.
You have 5 kids and being able to manage all of that. And then we're going to get into talking about what you do professionally too, but just with that alone, finding that time in your day, you were telling me that you begin your day like every day with a workout.
Yeah. I have to start my day with it. And it's been hard and it's tricky too, especially juggling kids right now during COVID times. But like I have to start my day with it. Otherwise it's just hard to find time because, you know, if you're working, then you either have your lunch break or you don't get a lunch break and then you have the evening. But then if you have kids, you know, you have soccer practices or dance or whatever practice to take your kids to. And then it's all about your kids and it's never about yourself. So, you know, I really have to start my day just because like that's my time to schedule it in. And it gets me, I'm awake at that point, you know, my endorphins are rushing, I'm in a good mood, I'm ready to start my day, I'm just in a good place mentally when I do that. And so, you know, when you have work and kids to worry about, it's really hard to find time to schedule that in. And it used to be hard for me until my schedule was more flexible. But yeah, it's definitely difficult when you're working and you have 5 kids, you know, running in different directions for soccer practices and tennis and whatever else. So,
well, so do you have maybe like 3 tips you could give someone that is looking to add fitness into their life, but they feel like they're kind of they might feel a little bit overwhelmed? Are there like 3 tips you could give to help them get started?
So,
incorporate?
Yeah, so my favorite tip to give people, because, you know, you hear it a lot, especially from moms, because it's really hard for moms to find the time, but you have to make the time. And so, you know, if you're schedule oriented or goal oriented, then my favorite tip to give those people are, you know, you put it on your schedule, you know, whether that's first thing in the morning, if that's the only time that you know you can make for 30 minutes or 20 minutes, even just whatever, to break a sweat, get your day started the right way, schedule it. And if you're the type of person that sticks to your schedule, then you'll stick to that schedule. And that's a good way to like get into the routine as well. Or if you have like an hour lunch break, try to find 30 minutes, go walk around, you know, your building or wherever you work. Or even in the evenings, like for instance, when it used to be hard for me, if I missed it in the morning because of my busy schedule or something like that, then I would still feel the need to get it in. So kids are at soccer practice, there's a track. Go walk on the track, go run on the track, you know, do what you have to do. If there's a field, do some burpees. Everyone's favorite, right?
Yes, that is a favorite.
But scheduling is just the biggest thing. Like if you're the type of person that sticks to a schedule, then definitely write it down and then check it off when you get it done. And then another tip would probably be, you know, have some grace with yourself. If you're not able to finish your workout, do it in spurts. If you have 10 minutes here, do 10 minutes. If you have 10 minutes another time during your lunch, do 10 minutes. You know, whatever you have to do to fit something in. Otherwise, you're just going to drive yourself nuts.
I love that tip because I feel like a lot of people, if they're like, well, if I can't get in 30 minutes, then it's just not worth it. So I'm just not going to do it.
Right. And a lot of people think like you have to work out for an hour. You have to work out for an hour and a half. And especially like if you're seeing what's on Instagram or Facebook and, you know, people are like saying, you know, this workout's going to take you an hour or whatever. And then they have like an amazing body. You're like, oh, I have to do that for an hour. No, you don't. Everyone's body's different. It's all about health as well. What you're eating, you know, if you're just like trying to burn calories, what's your purpose with your workout? You know, I'm definitely not that type of person. And I used to be so focused on like calories, and it's ridiculous. It drives you nuts, but it's like, it's not maintainable that way. And you don't have a purpose for what you're doing. But you know, you don't have to work out for an hour. It can be 20 or 30 minutes, or it can just be 10 minute spurts here and there, whatever works for your day, because everyone's day is different day by day and some things just don't go our way.
That's right. And just move, just keep moving, just move.
Yeah. That's what I say. Yeah. I have a lot of clients who are always like, you know, what are we going to do for our cardio today? Or that cardio is too hard. And you're like, move, get your heart rate up. It's cardio. Get your heart rate up. It's all good.
Well, this rolls right into what you do for a living, which is you have a program called GRIT, G-R-I-T. Can you explain to us a little bit of what that is about?
Yeah. So like I said, I was an athlete before, still consider myself one, but GRIT was used a lot, specifically by my personal basketball trainer. He always said, you know, find that grit, you know, it's your perseverance. You know, when you're passionate about something, you're going to persevere through it, especially if it's a difficult time. You want to persist and keep going even through those difficult times. And, you know, and that doesn't have to relate just to health and fitness, just relates to life, you know, find that grit, push through it. But GRIT, so I wanted to have, you know, like an acronym for it as well. But so G stands for growth, and then R stands for results, I is intensity, and T is tenacity. So some of my favorite words in the health and fitness industry.
I love all of it because I love acronyms. Like
I know, I do too.
I do. I make up words all the time, like things that, you know, acronyms all the time. And so when I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh, like I've met somebody that thinks like I do. And,
oh, I and love
each
acronyms.
Of those words is like huge. Like they're, yeah, it's everything. But I think just even the word grit makes me want to like, all right, this is serious. This is, I'm getting in there. I'm going to dig it out and you're going to push me to do it. That's what I feel like that represents you.
Yeah.
So that's so cool.
And that was one of my favorite words growing up, especially just like, just with all sports in general, because I was so passionate about sports. I mean, so passionate. Losing was like the worst thing that could ever happen. But like, you know, if you're playing a basketball game and you're down 1 point and there's like 10 seconds left, like you have to find that grit, even if you're tired and you don't want to do it, like it has to be there.
That's awesome. Well, I know that your clients appreciate that whole attitude and probably the atmosphere that you have set up for them to dig it out in that last, you know, the last set or just pushing through. Mm-hmm. Are most of your clients female? Are they male? Do you have a mix of clients?
So I have a mix of everything. So I actually have my certification from ITPA, which is a tennis certification for strength and conditioning. So I work with a lot of our junior players, junior tennis players at our club. And I also work with, you know, moms postpartum or just women in general trying to get back on track, especially after the COVID-15, as people are calling it. But then also a lot of men, which I didn't honestly expect to get. But I actually have the exact amount of men to women ratio. So that's pretty cool too.
That is cool. And the yeah. fact that you're also working with athletes, like to me, that's mm-hmm. a uniqueness and that it's tennis athletes. So tell us a little bit about, the athletic club that you and your husband own.
Yeah. So it's called Prosperity Athletic Club and we just changed the name probably not even a year ago. But it used to be called Charlotte Record Club North, which it didn't make sense because there's not a Charlotte Record Club South. So we were like, and people would call us and they would be like, so where's your South location? And we'd be like, there's not one. Well, then why do you have this name? We adopted it. So, you know, when we bought the club, I was in healthcare before. My husband has always been in the tennis industry. And so I quit my job in clinical research to help him run the club. And I just couldn't figure out, you know, what it was that I was missing because I didn't feel like I was necessarily working, even though I was working. I just wasn't there. Like, it wasn't my thing. I didn't play tennis. I didn't know anything about it. Of course, I've learned a lot over the last 5 years. But we bought it 5 years ago. And when I was looking for something to do rather than just sit behind a desk and do QuickBooks and other things like that and bill people, I was like, you know, I really love fitness and we don't have that aspect at our club. Like we have like a YMCA gym on the second floor of our clubhouse. So tons of machines, which also wasn't my thing at all. I'm a free weights kind of girl. And so I was like, first things first, like I want to get certified. So I got my certification for personal training and then also for tennis. And so I started doing that. And then when I was probably 6 or 7 months pregnant at the time. And my husband was like, we're getting a lot of rain right now. So I'm going to knock down some walls and we're going to build you an actual fitness studio. And I said, great. I'm going to have our son in just a couple of months. Like, what am I going to do? So that was a challenge. But it was good to do because he forced me to do that. And, you know, if he wouldn't have done that, who knows what would have happened. I would have been stuck in a YMCA gym on our second floor, training clients in a tiny little space and using machines. But our club is huge. We have 12 clay courts. So if you're not a tennis player, like clay courts is like the thing to have. It's, you know, good on your joints and your back and everything. And so a lot of people prefer clay, especially because you can slide and turn more easily than hard courts. But we also have, so we used to have 2 hard courts, but now we have 1 hard court and 6 pickleball courts, which if you've never played pickleball, it is so fun, so fun. It's just with like a little wiffle ball. So it's a lot of fun to do. Especially, you know, for like social play. And then we have 2 platform tennis courts, which are also really fun. It's basically in a cage. And it's like this hard, gritty surface. and so you can play off the walls of the cage, which is kind of like racquetball, but a little bit different, but it's super fun. And then we also have a pool. Right now it's just open for summer seasons. But we're doing a huge expansion. Actually starting here in the next few months. So we're adding in a beer garden and annual season pool. So, you know, we'll have it covered when it's cold, and hopefully have a swim team. And then have indoor pickleball and some other really cool things to do along with the beer garden. So huge project coming up. And then some other things are in the works, but I can't announce it yet.
And I kind of have an idea, but I know that I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah. I really wish I could, because this would be the appropriate time to do it.
That's okay, because we'll come back for that. We'll have to come back and like announce that's all right. That. But I love this whole, like, you guys are literally building like this place, like you're expanding it. It's going to have, it's just full on activity. And I feel like you'll have athletes, but you can have, like you said, the social play, I think is awesome. And then swim team. And so families could really come out.
Yeah. So that was our whole point. Like when we bought the club, a lot of our members were very old and they just, you know, their kids were older. And so it wasn't about the whole family aspect of it. So when we bought it, we knew what we wanted to do with it. We're a huge family. We wanted to attract other families, you know, so we wanted to be able to give them, you know, tennis, swim, fitness, a beer garden, you know, to socialize. If you don't have time to get dinner, you can get something from the food truck or the beer garden. Sit down, have a beer with some other parents while your kids are playing tennis. Or if that's not your thing, go to a fitness class or you have personal training. Like we wanted to be able to offer all of that because for us, like we have soccer practices everywhere. Like we live in Concord and we have practices in Huntersville, Davidson, Cornelius. Like and their kids are like different days, different places, different times. And it's so hard to manage. And you don't get to just drop them off and come home. So we wanted to be able to offer that same thing to tennis parents or swim parents. You know, your kids are there, you live 30 minutes away, you don't want to drop them off, go home for 20 minutes and then have to come back. So we wanted to give parents something to do as well, but also if they have little ones, you know, they can go play, they can join in a little kids clinic or something like that. So the family aspect was our biggest thing with the club.
I love that. And I love that you can identify with that because you, like you said, you all have a big family and you're creating that space for other families. And I think it's such an incredible way to connect and really offer something unique to the community. So congratulations on the expansion and
thank you.
All that
thank
you're
you.
Doing with that. I just think it's amazing.
Oh, it's so much.
And like, I can't even see you sitting behind a desk. Like I even try to process like you being a researcher and I'm like, knowing you now, I'm like, I can't even see that.
No.
So I think that you're doing this, that you're passionate about, and it all flows together.
Yeah, it was awful sitting behind a desk. And I would tell my husband that all the time. I'm like, I need to do something. Like, I could do this stuff from home, but I have to be here. I was like, we've got to figure out something else.
I just love it. I think it's amazing.
And I would literally stand the whole time. So like 4 hours, just standing, 4 or 6 hours just standing and like walking around. I'm like, I can't sit.
No, you definitely need to be in something that like moves. And especially being an athlete, like that's, it never goes. It's not like all of a sudden one day, like you're grown up adult and being an athlete from being in high school just disappears. Like it's
still right. Yeah, it does. It doesn't go anywhere.
No. I mean, anybody I talk to that's ever played sports, it's still there, that competitiveness or that whole, I need to be doing something. I need to be working towards a goal. Like it's all still there. Yeah. And I love how this for you has come full circle. Like you're really, it's grit for real. Like you're pursuing that. And I think it's such a great thing. So what is your go-to for motivation? Do you have a quote? Do you have a song? Do you have a piece of clothing you have to wear? Like, what is it for you when you get up in the mornings for your workout? What's your motivation?
Honestly, it's just been routine for me. Like, it's just a part of my daily lifestyle. Like, now I love my music. I have to have music when I exercise. Otherwise my mind like wanders off into a million places and I don't have time for that because it's always in a million places. But like, you know, the high intensity music, you know, you have And it ranges, like it can be punk rock, it can be rock, it can be pop, it can be rap, like all of those things, but it just gets me motivated to move and it gets my heart rate up. And at that point I'm awake.
Okay. So
and
for
then
you,
I find that grit.
Yes. Okay. There you go. So for you, it is a little different. Cause I think some people it's like, you have to have this certain song or, you know, you have to wear a certain thing to like be in mode. But for you, it's just that routine of like getting up and going to it.
Yeah. And that's been my whole thing. I mean, my entire life has just been routine. It's routine after routine after routine. And, you know, playing sports, that's what it is. You know, it's your routine. It's, you know, the repetitions and all of that stuff. Like that's just been my body. You know, I'll have my internal alarm clock. I can't even sleep in anymore because it's like, nope, it's time to get up. What are you doing?
So how do you handle, so if you have a day that's because you're so routine and it's so like systematic, if you have a day where things get thrown off or you miss that morning workout, is there something that you have to do to pull yourself back in to be like, no, I still have to get that in even though I missed like my allotted time? Or do you just let that go for the day and then just wait to pick it back up the next day?
So it depends. Like, especially in the last 2 months, my routine has just been completely thrown off. Like, I didn't expect my personal training business to just like take off in the last 2 months, and it has. And so because of that, like Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday mornings, you know, I'm at the club at least by 6:30. Those mornings, and I'm working, you know, straight through client to client to client, back to back, you know, for anywhere from 4 to 6 hours. And so sometimes, like, you know, if I can't get up at 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning to work out, I'll join in with my first client. And it was actually one of my high school friends, and she enjoys that. She loves it. And so, you know, I'll work out with her. And even though her workout is different than what I would typically do, like there's still a purpose with it. You know, I made that workout for her, so it's for her body, but I'm still getting something out of it as well. And then, you know, if I have a client that's late, honestly, I'll hop on the treadmill and I'll run a mile, or I'll hop on the rower, row a mile, you know, get 10 minutes in here and there when I can. But yeah, like I try, if I can't get it in my normal routine, I definitely try to fit it in other places. Now that doesn't always go the way I plan, you know, so if I have to wait until soccer practice at 6 p.m. that night to go for a run or walk while pushing a stroller, then that's what I do.
I think that's super helpful because I think, you know, like we talked about earlier in the conversation, I think, you know, people get discouraged or, you know, oh, it didn't fit right when I had it scheduled, so whatever, you know? So I think just coming back to this, full circling back and being like, and you kind of giving us like an idea of what your work, you know, life balances and how you're having to adjust. And especially if you're very organized and very, you know, everything's structured and you have a plan and all that, being able to flow when it doesn't work perfectly.
Yeah. And I used to, like, when I wasn't able to figure out that balance, I would come home, you know, at lunchtime, put my 1-year-old down for a nap, and then have to decide, okay, what do you want to do, Courtney? Take a shower or work out? And that is the hardest decision ever to make, because you're like, okay, what if we do a quick workout and then a quick shower? But, like, you know, I think the biggest thing, because I used to stress myself out over it. I used to get really mad if I didn't have my workout in and if my routine was thrown off. Like, I would get mad and my day would just be completely off. But I think the biggest thing, people just need to have grace with themselves. It's not always going to go that way. And if your day, you know, doesn't go as planned, you just pick up and move on. You know, the next day will come. Hopefully that day is better. Or you try to make the best out of it and find whatever time you can to get that in, whether it's working out with your kids. Like I honestly started running with my kids because they're super athletic, but can't do long distance to save their lives. So I was like, you know what? It would be really fun to have these little small goals for them, you know? So they all started running a mile every week, a few times a week. You know, my 9-year-old daughter actually started with like a 12-minute mile the first time she did it, was also winded and was crying as she was finishing. So you're like, I'm glad we don't have neighbors, because they would be calling social services on us right now if they didn't know what was going on. But it's funny because she's so determined and she's found that grit. And just through the other week, until she broke her foot last week, she hit a 7:30 mile. So it's just been like, and she's been competing with her two older brothers who are 10 and 11. And, you know, she's like, oh, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. And so it's just, it's been so fun to see that from her. And so like, I try to incorporate that same type of lifestyle in their life so that it sticks with them. Because it's fun. It's competitive, but it's really fun. And it makes them better people. They find that grit, which is, you know, something that a lot of kids do lack now, because it's just not, it's not something that can be taught to you. You have to find that, you know, in yourself. And so it's fun to see that with my kids too. And then being able to enjoy that with them, especially if I wasn't able to enjoy my workout that day, I'm able to still get something in, but also spend time with my kids.
Fit family. I love it. I think that's awesome. I think it's awesome. Well, before we wrap up, I always take time for this because I think it's important. Is there anything on your heart that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah. So I think my biggest thing that I want to share with just anyone who's struggling with health and fitness, you know, whether it's your goals, you want to lose 30 pounds, you know, you have to have some grace with yourself. Find that grace, set small goals for yourself, and don't stress out over it. You know, you can't stress out over things that you can't control. But you know, sometimes you're going to have bad days. Sometimes you're going to have really, really good days, and you should always just really celebrate the really good days and go with it and just accept that you may have bad days. Something may go wrong. But find that grace. It's okay. We're all human. We're not perfect, and move through it. Find that grit and move through it.
That's awesome. So it's grit and grace. Like, I love that. Like, you have both ends of it.
Maybe I should change the G to grace.
Well, it's so important because it is, like you said, it's giving yourself grace, because you are, it's not a perfect, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. And fitness and health is not, it's not an overnight thing. It's something that we all continuously have to work at. So, but I love your take on grit, and I love the fact that you back it up with grace. And it's just to me, that's like a perfect combination for anyone who has a goal. Yeah. Where can they find you on social media?
So you can find me at court_spike, S-T-I-K-E. So much different than how my last name is actually spelled. It's the easier way. and then also at Grit Fit Studio Charlotte, CLT. So not spelled out Charlotte. And those are my two handles for, you can find free workouts on Court Spike and all things clients on Grit Fit Studio Charlotte.
That's awesome. Well, I just really appreciate you being on today and sharing with all of us the grit and the grace. Yeah. And we'll look forward to hearing about new things that will be happening for you soon. So we'll have to come back and do this again and talk about all the new stuff coming up. But really appreciate you being on. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me today. If you like the podcast, please like and share this with other women in your life. You can find out more about SweatNet on sweatnet.com or follow them on Instagram at SweatNet and SweatNet Charlotte. You can follow me personally on Instagram at itsealsmart. Stay tuned for the next episode of the SweatNet Be Amazing podcast.